The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. I'm Kim, and I thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Jennifer, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everybody. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, thanks. I know that getting back to school kind of made you not be able to be in studio with me, but I'm so glad that you are still here.
It is. You know, the first week back is always so hard, but we got through it. We're going to get through this weekend, and next week we'll be on track for fall.
There you go. Does your boys have good teachers? Everything's good there? They're happy?
They do. You know, scary to say, both of my boys are now in middle school.
So ooh.
We're no longer elementary school parents. My husband and I are middle school parents, which is scary for so many reasons.
All right. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to start our show. And again, I do want you to write down this phone number if this is the first time that you are joining us. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And that number is the number that's going to let you know and get in on all these great giveaways that we have. And I'm telling you, we've got some big ones here happening, and there's so much happening out here in the 805. So again, write that number down, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I just want to start off right now. I want to make sure that everybody is going to get out to the 7th Annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival tomorrow, and oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing. So that starts from 11 to 4, and that is over at the Camarillo House over there. So definitely get over there. It's for a great cause. It's a win-win. We've got live music, great chili. It's going to be so much fun. Also,
the chili is amazing.
I know, huh?
Yes, chili is amazing.
Wait. We never talked about this. What's your favorite? Is it hot, spicy, what?
Oh, I like spicy. I like spicy with like more like meat in it.
Chunky.
Meat. Yeah.
Ooh, we like the same.
With like kind of a broth, like a brothy type of.
Ooh, yeah.
I was in a chili eating contest randomly last year.
You were?
But I was. Is that so crazy?
I would like to be in an eating contest. That would be like the only time you would be able to eat without even thinking about it, you know?
I know, because you're doing someone a favor.
There you go. I love it. Also, I want to do a big shout out to Ventura County Animal Services. That's the first annual gala that is coming up. That's September 12th. If you are an animal lover or you are passionate about helping animals, this is the event to be at. And that is over there, the Raising Money for the Homeless Animals at VCAS Annual Gala. And it's going to be over at the Camarillo airport over there in one of the wingers, and it's going to be amazing. So definitely look up vcas.com and find out how you could be able to go to that. So again, I am so glad that you are here starting your day in a positive way. I want to start off with beautiful things. Don't ask for attention. You know, we have all these beautiful beaches and all these things around us, and just take a moment to just really take in all the great sights that we have around us. I do want to introduce Jim Patterson, and Jim is here in our studio. Thank you so much for being here, and good morning.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're going to find out a little bit about him and his book. And his book is Make Your Career Meaningful, and it's a practical toolbox. Probably one of those toolboxes you want to always have in your back pocket. So again, we're excited to be talking with him. Also, we are going to be talking with Frank Cousineau, and he's the president of Cancer Control Society. And we're going to be talking about the 43rd Annual Cancer Convention. So again, we are going to be here all the way to 8 o'clock. Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
How about the restaurants to start off? Paul Martin's, Lure Fish House, BJ's Restaurant, Famous Dave's Barbecue, Lazy Dog Cafe. Each one of those a $25 gift card. Along with that, Midtown Cafe, great place to eat, $15 there. We have Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, the Veggie Grill, and Dickie's Barbecue Pit. They play along, and so does The Habit with a free kids meal at The Habit. The kids love that. The adults love that. Great food at The Habit. Locally grown, too, right out of Santa Barbara. How about the Rubicon Theater Company presentation of Copenhagen? We have tickets for that. That runs through September 27th. Also in September on the 6th, we are talking about tomorrow. And that's
right.
The Big Chili Cook-Off.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of fun. And we can have tickets at Will Call for you on that show. September 11th, the Big Jamboree Borderline Bar and Grill, 6:30 in the evening. It's a night of music, dancing, contest, prizes, a whole lot going on. And it's a benefit for Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Ventura County. We also have more comedy, a Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night, Paseo Camarillo Cinema, 7:30, and that features our good friend Jason Love. He always brings in great comics. How about September 18th, 19th, and 20th, the California Beer Festival, Mission Park, Ventura. That is a huge party in downtown Ventura at Mission Park. And finally, one of the biggest shows we've had in some time, the Beach Boys at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. That's happening September 25th.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. All right. Again, our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I want to make sure that you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And Jennifer, you want to tell them how they can hear us?
Absolutely. You can go to the app on your smartphone for podcasts and download the Kim Pagano Show, and you can listen to our current interviews as well as past interviews if there's somebody you want to hear that we've talked about. And also don't forget to hashtag Kim Pagano Show on Instagram so we can see your pictures and you can see all of ours and see what's going on at the Kim Pagano Show.
There you go. Very good. All right. Well, I do want to say if you have an event or business and you want to spread the word, let us do that for you. All you have to do is call 805-419-0008 or you can email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Also, we do have a newsletter that goes out every week, and I actually started the Pagano fishing trip going on. Did you catch that, Jennifer?
Yes, I did.
I love it, and I love what you were writing about too. I you know, so it's finding out a little bit about us, all of our sponsors, all of our guests that we're going to have on. I'm telling you, you're going to want to get one. So it goes out every week. We don't do anything else with your emails. We just send you our newsletter so that you can be a part of our show in every way possible. So again, let's start off with a giveaway, and you know, we had Copenhagen in last week. Let's do a set of tickets, a pair of tickets to Copenhagen. That is playing September 2nd through the 27th. And at the same time, if you're planning on going to the chili cook-off today or tomorrow, you know, call in right now because I will get some tickets over on Will Call for you. So again, 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. Right now, Rubicon Theater is presenting Copenhagen and then also the annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off for tomorrow. That's September 6th. And I'd love to see you there between 11 and 4. All right. With that, You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Welcome, Jim Patterson. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Good
morning to you.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And actually, you're one of our listeners, and we appreciate you writing in and making a comment and telling us a little bit about yourself. And so just who are you?
Well, you know, I'm been here in Ventura for about 33 years. I'm a native Southern Californian. I have a beautiful wife of 39 years. I have two adult daughters that are just delights. And I've spent probably the last 35 years more in the medical industry. And the first part of that was in research and other things. And more recently, I help people with their careers. So I'm a career counselor, but also a placement for predominantly the medical sector, but it applies across the board. I spent some time with young people out of college and other people that are just struggling a little bit and trying to understand, where do I go from here? What do I want to do with my career? More importantly, because it takes up so much of our time. It's, you know, decades of experience, and we really want to make sure that is something meaningful to us. And that is a little bit of the motivation behind why I wrote the book. You know, I find that a lot of people coming out of school, they're not really sure about what they want to do, how they want to do it, whether it's they've mastered the idea of academics. They really haven't mastered the idea of having a job. And what does that mean? And how do I go about it? And so they generally tend to maybe bounce around a little bit as they get started in their career, and as opposed to really self-evaluating, what can they bring to the plate? What can they do for people? And then you have, at the same token, people that are maybe mid-career, and they've been doing something for a while, and they get comfortable with it, but they don't really push themselves. They don't really learn anything. And therefore, maybe their sword gets a little less sharp and their skills a little decline, and it becomes more just the same old stuff. And then the last piece is maybe for those people late in their career. You know, you would hope that as we're later in our career, we're really on top of our game. This should not be a situation where we're on the bottom of our game or we're just trying to hold on. This should be on top of the game. So what can we do to have that end of career be the most meaningful part of our careers?
I love this. Jennifer, don't you love that?
Jim, I have so many questions for you, but my first question is, where should we start looking for jobs if we're right out of school? Like, what's the best way nowadays? I know when I was younger, it was, you know, word of mouth. You went in a paper. You went to a temporary agency. What is the best way for people to find a job now?
Well, let me say this. There's a lot of tools out there. You're right. I mean, newspapers, not so much anymore. Certainly word of mouth still valid. There's Career Builders. There's Monster. There's Craigslist. But more importantly, before we start looking for the job, we want to start understanding who we are and what we have to offer and the skills that we have. And we can, even we're younger, you know, we understand, are we a better communicator? Are we highly organized? Are we very creative? And so understanding who we are is where it starts.
I love this. And Jim, you know, we talk about that on our show all the time. I kind of hear you. You know, we all have a resume, okay, mm-hmm. where we went to school, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, kind of like, who'd get in touch with, right? Kind of like, what's our background mm-hmm. of schooling? How much school do we have? But it's not talking about our gifts. Okay. And that's one of the things that I love talking about on my show. There's something that, like, Jennifer is really organized. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's her gift. I would say she loves to decorate. That's another one of her gifts. You know, there's things I'm like very, organized to and right to the point. So there's things that we can, I'm like, give me a list and I'll get it done. Mm-hmm. So there's things that that come really easy to us. Don't you think that's really how we should be looking for a job?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, that's part of it. However, I would make the comment that sometimes the most, or at least I found in my experience, the most difficult challenges in my life have been the most meaningful. I've learned the most from the most difficult situations. And therefore, to constantly challenge myself, I see that as a value. And I would kind of differentiate, you know, the idea of having something that we really like. We really may like to party. But is that really going to give us the most meaning? Or maybe is it more meaningful that we really work to help people that are having challenges and difficulties? So we have to sort of evaluate, if I like it, it's good. And if I don't like it, it's not good. But on the other hand, we have to understand there's sometimes things that we really don't enjoy, like even if we have children, you know, dealing with a difficult child, if we have parents dealing with difficult parents, even if we have, problems with anger and frustration in ourselves. These are very difficult real-world situations.
Wow, I love that. You know, we're going to take a really quick break because we need to make sure we talk about all our great sponsors. And, of course, we want to do another giveaway. Jennifer, do you want to do a little shout-out?
I do. I want to do a shout-out for Marcy Nunn at MKN Financial. If you are not sure what your future holds in terms of insurance and how you're going to take care of yourself, definitely give her a call at 805-644-3535. That's Marcy Nunn at MKN Financial. She will definitely get you on the right path. She specializes in long-term care insurance and other insurance policies that are available for you, and you might not know that you need them until you contact Marcy Nunn. You'll love talking to her. Give her a call as soon as you can.
I love it. And again, her phone number is 805-644-3535, 644-3535. I just talked to her this last week, and, you know, with kind of our stocks going up and down, the one thing that we can count on is that we have insurance for ourselves. And so definitely you'll love her. She's so easy to talk to. And give Marcy Nunn a call. That's MKN Financial Group. All right, let's do a giveaway. And how about Pete's Breakfast House? We've got a couple gift certificates for that. For somebody to go have a breakfast at they've got a couple locations, and I'm telling you, you are going to love their breakfast there. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number and say what you're calling for. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. And again, we have great shows. We've got another whole hour for you after this. We will be here till 8 o'clock. I want to make sure that you're following us on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. And definitely get our newsletter out there. And write this phone number down, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Of course, we've got Jim Patterson in our studio. Thank you so much for waking up early with us today. And we're talking about his book, Make Your Career Meaningful, and it's a practical toolbox. But like we were talking in our break right now, is you really need to know who you are in order to even be able to, you know, go into a job and know what you can offer them.
Absolutely. And I break it down, you can break it down in a couple of areas, but I break it down in two areas. Number one is, what are my business skills? You know, what is the business acumen I have? This could be commercial awareness, organizational, communications, negotiation, team player. But at the same token, what are our character skills? You know, personal responsibility, self-control, integrity, patience, self-awareness, trust, self-improvement, creativity. And the big challenge for most people, that's a difficult process to work through because we come face to face with our own foibles, our own issues, our own disappointments, our own struggles. However, it's really important, and in this day and age, in my opinion, an employer can find a lot of people that can do the logistics of the job, but what they're looking for is the character on top
of that. Oh, that's so true. The personality, the depth of somebody, right?
Absolutely. The ability to see beyond, you know, I always say is, what can I offer? I'll work hard and, I'll work hard and I'm good at learning. And while that's okay and that's valid, the point is, what else can you tell us about yourself? So it's really sitting down and doing that evaluation and being okay to realize that we have certain deficiencies that we can work on. We always build on our strengths, though. We make sure the deficiencies aren't a problem, but we build on what we're good at.
Wow.
And we move from
Jim,
there.
I have a question leading to deficiencies. Every time you're in an interview, they'll always ask you what your strengths are.
Mm-hmm.
And the next question will always be, what are your weaknesses? And it's your natural instinct to say, well, I don't have any, but we all know that we do. What are weaknesses that you can put out there that are going to take away from your strength?
Yeah.
Great question. And that is a great question. You don't want to lessen your chances because here you put it on the table, you know, well, I can't get to work early and I'm kind of, you know,
right.
I mean, you can't say that. So
right.
That's a great question.
Right. And it is a good question. And so my suggestion on that is talk about a weakness that in one respect can be a strength. For example, one can speak to the idea, sometimes I'm overly sensitive, you know, and that's a good thing in one respect, that I'm very attentive, I'm listening, but I tend to take things too personally. So I'm working a lot now to try to reduce how personally I take things. So that would be one thing. The other thing is that I'm a perfectionist, you know, but I realize that perfectionism really isn't that healthy long term. So I'm really working to understand that everybody has their own way of doing things, their own process of doing things, so I'm backing down on it. So you can couple your, you know, you can talk about your weaknesses in terms of, in one respect, they're a strength, but they're overdone.
Right.
And there we're breaking back up. Now, let me say this, everybody has true weaknesses and maybe, you know, we have a real problem with nervous system, whatever else. I wouldn't necessarily share that up front in an interview process.
Yeah.
There's other things to talk about, and we already know what that issue is, and we can work on it. We don't have to advertise that.
Right. And what do they say? Less is more?
Less is more. and the important thing is, frankly, one of the key things to any interview process, we want to keep them talking. You know, we want to be, one of the fundamental parts of it is asking them great questions. And, you know, and a lot of people think about, well, what's a typical day and who do I report to and what is the salary and what is the compensation? But much better and more thoughtful things is, you know, what can I do maybe in the first 100 days to get a straight, you know, to get a very good start off on this particular position. Tell me about your best people in the company. What makes them exceptional? What are the qualities?
Wow.
What are the qualities that they have character-wise that really make them excel and that you like to work with? So you can change the questions.
I love that.
How important is it to do your research on a company before you go for the interview without crossing the line of being a stalker?
Well, and let me say this. I think it's always important to know something about the company. And in this day and age, the fortunate thing is we have the internet.
Yeah.
So you can go on board. You can see who some of the key players are. You can see their backgrounds, where they've come from. You can understand a little bit about their business model. And I think it's always appropriate. Try to design one or two questions about, gee, I notice you're doing X, Y, and Z. You know, tell me, you know, about your customer or client and how they perceive that. And it could even be, you know, what do you think makes your firm exceptional? You know, what is the mantra or the statement that you like to give out about why use us, buy from us, participate with us, et cetera, et cetera? You can also ask this, gee, I noticed you've been here for a while. What have you enjoyed about working for the company? You know, what is really
kept you
going in the process?
These are all great questions. Are these questions all in your book?
Some of them are in their book, but some of them are ideas that should lead to these kinds of questions in the book. In that we really, and I call them questions of excellence, we want to understand how the company defines excellence in terms of their best people. So we can probe and understand that, because as we ask those questions, it's showing the interest that we're interested in. It says, wow, this candidate's really interested in excellence, meaning that's what they're going for, as opposed to adding logistic, what's the break hours and what's this and that. It sends a very, very different message.
And so,
Jim, I have one quick question I really, really want you to answer for us. for women especially that are going back into the workplace after being home for some time with their children, what is the best way to fill out that resume without leaving that big empty spot?
Well, you know, I mean, the empty spot is the empty spot. I mean, you know, you're not going to, you don't want to be evasive or otherwise. You know, I took time for my family and that was important to me. And frankly, you could even talk about some of the things that you learned in terms of character qualities. I learned a lot about patience, you know, having young kids. I learned a lot about discouragement. Because there were certain times they would do things and I was discouraged. I learned a lot about self-control because, you know, sometimes they would test me and tax me to the point. So you can fill in that gap, you know, with definite things that have been and built part of your character. But, you know, you're straightforward and you say, I'm out because of this reason. And I will tell you, if I have a person of strong character who has maybe some relevance earlier in their career as far as experience I'm looking for, I don't see this as a downside. It isn't a downside.
You could say your mom taxi, right? I mean, you're always right. On
exactly.
Time.
And
our kids have never been tardy. There's really a lot to say about that. If you're kind of keeping the house going, there's a lot of work that goes
there's
in.
There's a lot of, I mean,
and it's
so look
funny
at it. Go ahead.
You have all these women that have, you know, with degrees and men with degrees that have opted to stay home with their children. And now as they get older, you kind of find yourself in that position with some extra time. It's a perfect opportunity to go back to work. But it's hard to get back into the workplace when you haven't been there for so long.
Well, and again, let me say this. I think that one has to, first of all, start with, I really have something to offer. You know, I would say for that person, you know, there's that sense, well, I've been out in a while. The first thing I would do is psychologically to say, you know what? I really have a lot to offer. I'm a smart person. I'm intelligent. I'm creative. I'm dynamic. I'm good with working with people. I've learned certain things from managing a household. And maybe I've even learned things earlier. So I think I would really start with building confidence because it shows when you come in the door. If you come in the door, gee, I've been out for a while and I haven't done much, but I really like a chance in. It's a very different message than saying, you know what? I have a lot to offer you. I'm here to help your business be successful. How can we make this work?
And I'm ready to start again,
right? To start,
yeah.
Exactly.
And like you designated that time in your life for your children, your family. And now it's almost like it's my turn again and I'm ready. And I chose your business to jump in.
Absolutely. And we've seen it happen with couples as well. One couple, you know, they move somewhere for somebody's job and then, okay, now it's my turn and they move back. So this is very, very common. And I think the main thing is don't let it psychologically see it as a deficit. Now, if there are certain companies that have a problem with it, you can't do anything about it. That's their problem.
Yeah, and that's obviously not the right place for you to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
God, I love this, Jim. Okay, so you talk a little bit about gratitude. Actually, you talk a lot about gratitude, patience, tolerance, and using that to fulfill your career. Talk to us a little bit about
that. Sure. And so from the standpoint of gratitude, people, in my opinion, don't realize the importance of gratitude. I mean, think about it. People that are grateful, people that, you know, are genuinely grateful, I should say, you know, thank you, et cetera, and more than a simple thank you, that they really appreciate what you do, it's fulfilling for everyone. And I think sometimes we run into a problem is that in order for us to be grateful, it has to be monumental, which means, oh my gosh, they've solved the world's problems. They have created something that's phenomenal. But what about the simple things of acknowledging on a daily basis of, you know what, I recognize through my gratitude that these individuals are, that every individual in this company is contributing to the whole. And therefore, everybody from the secretary, from the person who's doing this to the CEO, it works as an integrated unit. So the opportunity exists every day to really say, you know, I'm really grateful. And even from our own perspective is, you know, I'm grateful for my, for a regular paycheck. I'm grateful for the wonderful people I work with. I'm grateful for this. I think people have too low or too high of a threshold before they're willing to turn on the gratitude. There's a lot of simple things that go on each and every day that we have a chance to talk about that really express our gratitude. And by doing so, it really cements the relationship we have within the company. And frankly, as we give gratitude, we experience gratitude. Very
mirrored
important.
Back in 100 degrees. I love where you're going. I love what you're doing. Jim, will you stay with us? We're going to, I think we might have a little bit of time and we'll
sure.
come back to after this. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Frank Cusino, and I hope I said his name right. He is the president of Cancer Control Society, and we're going to be talking about the 43rd annual cancer convention. It's going on this weekend in Labor Day weekend in LA, and I know we've talked about it before. Oh my gosh, if there's anything, they've got booths and movies and speakers, and if there's any place that you would want to go to find out more information on all these amazing people that have knowledge on all this, this is the place to go. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer, and of course Jim's in our studio. Tom's on our board, and also let's do a giveaway. How about let's see, we've got Borderline Grill. That's 6:30 on September 11th. It's a big jamboree, and that is for the big brothers and big sisters of Ventura County. I've got tickets for you. Again, it's a win-win. Dancing, music, contest, prizes, and an exclusive auction. If you'd like to attend that, give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we are the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to tell you a little bit about our next hour. And we are going to be talking with Karen Casey. We're going to talk about her book, Living Long, Living Passionately. And then also Monica Murata is going to be coming in. And we're talking about making strides against breast cancer, and that event is in Ventura. So I hope that you stay with us. And of course, this weekend we have our recovery show, and that is from 2 to 3. And we are going to be talking with Beverly Connors and Todd Bridges, and we're going to find out a little bit about dealing with, you know, addiction and loved ones, and really just finding out how we can be a part of that in a positive way. So again, for anybody that's just joining us here, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. You know what I would love to do right now is let's give about a gift certificate to Rubio's. Jennifer and I have been, I think we've
love
tried,
Rubio.
I know. Have we been trying like everything? We just keep going. What's the one we've been getting? Bacon and shrimp,
it's
salads or something?
Salad, yes.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
So it's got the crunchy onions on it and the avocado.
Yeah. Anyways, if anybody hasn't tried it yet, give us a call right now so we can get that in your hands. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right. Our next guest, Frank Cusino. And are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And tell us a little bit about yourself. You're the president of the Cancer Control Society.
Yes, the Cancer Control Society, educational nonprofit organization that founded in 1973. Purpose is to provide information on alternative therapies for cancer and other degenerative diseases. I got involved about 40 years ago after my mother died of cancer, and I was able to see the limitations with conventional medicine and what the alternative and what we see today, integrative approach, was able to do for cancer patients and their families. And as our annual convention, this is our flagship event every year here at Universal Sheraton Hotel. And we have 3 days of live speakers, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We have a professional symposium on Tuesday with some of the speakers discussing the issues from the weekend. And then with audience participation, I get to delve in smaller topics, but more depth. And then, of course, on Wednesday, next Wednesday, which will be September 9th, we'll do first of our two tours of the Tijuana, Mexico Cancer Clinic, so that in a very comfortable setting, people can actually see the clinic, meet the doctors, some of the patients, and see why people go to Tijuana for cancer therapy. But again, the main event is the Saturday, Sunday, Monday, with people literally from all over the world. Of course, most people come from the United States, but we have people from Mexico, Canada. We have even some people from Germany, Holland, China, Taiwan, South Korea, Finland, and of course, we have a delegation from Japan. And in July, we just finished up the 21st annual Cancer Control Society convention in Japan. And there's a delegation from there that will be joining us this year. And we're also looking forward to seeing some of your audience and any of the people in the KBTA area. We're certainly be happy to see them at the 43rd annual.
Well, thank you so much, Frank. So let me ask you a question. Is there an admission fee to get into this, first of all?
Yeah, yes, there is. It's $40. Per day, and that's the full pass to everything for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The lectures start about 9 o'clock in the morning. They go until the dinner hour, and then on Saturday and Sunday after dinner, we have some videos that we play. Saturday, for instance, the videos will be Cancer, the Forbidden Cures. That's from Reality Zone Productions. And then What Your Doctor Won't Tell You About Cancer, that's, again, Malibu Video Productions. On Sunday evening after dinner, we're going to do Second Opinion, Laetril at Sloan Kettering, and that's with Ralph Moss, PhD. And Ralph Moss was at Sloan Kettering during the time Laetril was tested. And as he points out, Laetril, or amygdalin vitamin B17, was the most successful treatment protocol Sloan Kettering has ever tested, and so he documented it both in his book and then in the DVD.
Jennifer, I know you had a question.
I do, Frank. Just for all of our listeners, give us an idea. I know this is probably a very long question, but so that we want to hear as much as we can from you. Give our listeners an idea what your organization is calling for, and I'm assuming rather than traditional treatments such as chemotherapy and radiation.
Very good question. What the two basic things the Cancer Control Society would like to see is first of all, is the choice that patients and physicians have to treat a disease, whether it's cancer, which is the primary one, or some of the other degenerative diseases. And then the other main thing is that to provide accurate, valid information for the public. One of the reasons, of course, is that this convention is that we have MDs, PhD researchers, and authors that have written books, that have done the research into what some of the alternative therapies, and what we see today is actually more of an integrative approach where the physicians, and this includes the ones in Mexico, some of the ones here in the United States, look at what all the conventional allopathic approaches are, whether it's chemotherapy or radiation, and then all of the non-toxic, the nutritional approaches, and how can they combine those for an improved outcome with the patient. And
That's what I was going to say, Frank, is I think it's important for patients. I am not undergoing treatment for cancer, so I'm speaking just from what I would think, is that it's important to know what the options are besides what your doctor is telling you should be done for your sort of your treatment plan. It would be smart to know what the other options are, whether you choose them or not, but just to know what they are and what's available.
Well, and not only that, because I'm looking at the brochure that was sent out to everybody. And again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, we are here from 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And we're so glad that you are here starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with Frank Cousineau. Did I get that right, Frank?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, great. And Frank is the president of Cancer Control Society. But there's a lot of things, and I know I'm a hair therapist, and I've had a lot of my clients that I work on their hair after they've had cancer and treatment, and you know, they've been burned, they have dry eyes, dry mouth. There's so many side effects, and so this is going to be kind of talking about all those things and how to deal with your life afterwards too, correct?
Absolutely, and I think you bring up a good point. We're not telling people what they should do, but what we want to do is to lay out all of the options, and people today have options that they didn't have 40 years ago. Or 30 years ago. And one of the things that I've tried to do with work with Cancer Control Society is form that bridge between the strictly alternative therapy people that say we don't want any conventional therapy and the conventional side that says you people on that fringe don't know what you're talking about. I think that by combining the two, by cooperating, it tremendously improves the outcome for the patient. And for instance, the alternative protocols are not incompatible with surgery, with radiation, with chemotherapy. And I think with a number of the, even the physicians that will be speaking over the weekend, people will see that they can work together. And it's one of the interesting things, when I first got involved about 40 years ago, the majority of the people that came to the Cancer Control Society were cancer patients who had already had surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, and were told there's nothing else that can be done. Go home and arrange your affairs. Whereas today, a significant number of the people call us at the time they're diagnosed, before they've had any treatment whatsoever. They say, you know what, we want to get a second opinion. We want to know what our options are before we start chemotherapy.
Which is brilliant. Jim, I know you had a question. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. You know, you talked about traditional chemotherapy, and of course there's a lot of biologics these days and next-gen sequencing and some of the other technologies available. And obviously when people think a lot about alternative therapies, there's a major focus on nutritional components and the like, and obviously is exercise as well. But what have you observed within your organization, or maybe at this upcoming meeting, where there's a real focus on anger, fear, and guilt? And possibly shame as well, in terms of how these, you know, either maybe make symptoms worse, or, you know, there's can be some long-standing residual, you know, anger and fear that's been, you know, held for, you know, 20, 30 years that, you know, that there's an attempt to basically address these that certainly could contribute, again, I'm not saying the cause of, but certainly can contribute to the well-being of the individual if they're resolved.
Yeah, excellent comment. And what, again, what we see today that we didn't see 40 years ago are the researchers and, of course, the practitioners that look at the emotional and psychological component of the disease. And, for instance, the late Dr. Carl Symington, who's really the father of the neuro psychoimmunology, that said that the mind is such an important factor, went as far to say that in many cases, cancer is a socially acceptable form of suicide. When people have emotional issues in their lives that are so overwhelming that they can't deal with it, the despair, again, leads to cancer. And again, it's a way that they can deal with it and then check out without the social stigma, of course, of suicide. But the other thing is that more and more of the doctors are recognizing the emotional component. And for instance, there's a group, a growing group of practitioners that will even gone so far as to say that when you look at particularly the female gender-related ovarian, breast, uterine cancer, that there's an emotional trauma in the life of the woman that has contributed greatly to the expression of the disease, and of course, very critical in dealing with that. If going to get well, we have to deal with that that element of it.
Wow.
And most of the practitioners today recognize that, and if it's the practitioner himself or someone on staff at the clinic or the hospital, specially trained to help people through those issues.
Well, Frank, I thank you so much for bringing this to our show and to sharing this with everybody. I do want to remind everybody that this is the Cancer Convention in LA, and again, it is over at it's this weekend at the Sheraton Universal Hotel. That's off of Universal Hotel Drive, and again, it's September 5th, 6th, and 7th. So we would love you to be out there. Where can we find out more information? And if somebody doesn't have the money to go, but they really need, you know, the information, is there a place that is that? Is there any help there?
If they'll get a hold of me, we'll work with people that just can't do it, and because some of them can't. To get more information, if they'll go to cancercontrolsociety.com and look at the program and who the speakers are. If money is seriously an issue, get a hold of me even the day of the convention, and we'll
okay.
Help.
How about if they call me, Frank? Can I get in touch with you? Is that the 323 number that I would get in touch with you there?
You can do the 323, or you can do the 209 number that we're using to talk.
Okay. Okay, great. Because I know of a few people that I know they are so out of pocket with all the chemotherapy and all the hospital bills. But I think this would be such, if they're well enough to go to this, I would love to send them there.
We would be happy to have them. And again, we're talking about advances in treatment.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
It's so important for people to get the support that they need, especially with this type of a diagnosis, any type of cancer, because it's so scary. It's such an unknown.
People
think of it as like a death sentence sometimes, which is so, it doesn't have to be that way.
There you go. Frank, thank you so much again. If anybody is interested in finding out more about this, either call me at 419-0008 or you can look on cancercontrolsociety.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to take a really quick break. And thanks again, Frank.
Kim, thank you. And thank you to KVTA for allowing us time to share with your audience.
You got it. All right. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to be here a whole nother hour. And I'm so glad we have Jim Patterson. I like locked him in here. I'm like, stay, we need more tips. And of course, Jennifer's on the line. And let's do another giveaway. How about, we've got the California Beer Festival coming up, and that's in Mission Park, Ventura. And that is coming up September 18th. 18th through the 20th, and that is, of course, from the California Beer Festival Showcase, and let me tell you, you're going to be so excited to go to that one. So call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, and Jennifer, you want to do a shout-out?
Yes, I want to remind everybody of Stomas Nut House. I know this is going to scare you, but Christmas, I think, is like 112
days away.
The holidays are right around the corner. And, you know, with the holidays come parties and hostess gifts and all that stuff and presents we forgot about. Stomas Nut House is the place to go. They've got nuts, they have fruits, they have candies, they have everything you need for every person on your list. So check them out now, Stomas Nut House, located right here in Stomas. They have everything that you need, and they ship around the country. So give them a call and or check out their website or even head on over there. I know you will not be disappointed. I cannot tell you how many great things Stomas Nut House has for everybody.
There you
go. Check them out.
And their website is SomasNutHouse.com. So there you go. All right. And be organized. So, you know, you don't feel like that last minute where everything's piling on you and you're going, oh, my God. If you could just kind of balance your life, it's all good, right? Start now. I love that. That's why you're already organized, Jennifer.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what can
I said that's why you're already organized. You're already thinking that way.
I know it scares me. That's why.
I love it. Jim, thank you so much for staying here with us. And I love what we're talking about. And again, I do want to share everybody about your book here. It's Making Your Career Meaningful, a Practical Toolbox. And you know, it's what everybody wants, a rich and meaningful career. Because how much time do we really spend, you know, at home, at our work? And we want to feel good about it. We want to feel like we have, that we're making a difference in our business, in our life, that if we missed a day, we would be missed, right? That we're contributing. So can you leave us with some great tips that we can really work on ourselves, or even ask ourselves, are we doing what we need to do in our work, in our business?
And I guess a couple of things. Number one is discouragement. Discouragement is prevalent everywhere. You know, you're going to run into discouragement at home, at work, and whatever else. And we need to see discouragement instead of, you know, losing control or just being, you know, upset. We need to really see it as a call to what else can I do? What else can I do to cultivate and develop within myself my ability to handle this? And a lot of people will go through work, and as soon as they get discouraged, I need to get another job. Maybe we want to reconsider discouraged as a chance to do something more. The other thing is boredom.
Right. You know, it kind of, I just have to say, it reminds me of marriage nowadays, right? You don't look inside your own marriage and say, what else can I do? You're like, oh, I'm done, right?
Absolutely.
Well, that's so funny, Kim. Jack Welch, who we all know was a very successful CEO of GE for years, and he said the most important thing you can do for your employees is tell them what their value is. Let them know how important they are. Not, you know, both in money and all that is great, but verbally tell them how important they are. And it's like you said, Kim, it's just like marriage. You want your spouse to be happy, tell them how important they are to you.
There you go. Leave us, we're going to have you back because okay. We're at the end of our show, but give us our last tip.
I guess the last thing is in terms of just the meaning concept itself. When we look at meaningful experiences, they generally are our biggest challenge. So when we run into a situation where we're really confronted, it really knocks us off. You know, we need to, instead of seeing ourselves as victims, as seeing ourselves as destroyed, as seeing ourselves as flawed, we need to say, what can I learn from this experience? Because there will generally be the largest or the biggest learning experiences in our life. And that was the whole idea of meaning, is we look at the biggest challenges we've had, and we can either look at them as a victim, or we can say, what have I learned?
I love it. I love that. Jim, thank you so much for coming in. And thank you so much for reaching out to us here on The Kim Pagano Show. If you have a story, you have something that you want to share on The Kim Pagano Show, we would love to hear from you. Of course, we're going to end this hour with a moment of happiness. Life is trying things to see if they work. Keep trying. This is like a trial in this lifetime, so keep doing it. All right, stay with us. We are going to do a really quick break. We've got a gift certificate to Veggie Grill. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, and we will be right back. Stay tuned.